We turn now to another story about justice, this time with the Catholic Church.
Today, what the facts are and what the law allows and what justice requires is that we file criminal charges against the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis for its role in failing to protect children and contributing to the unspeakable harm that was done to three young sexual abuse victims of Curtis Wehmeyer.
That's Ramsey County Attorney John Choi speaking there last week, announcing criminal charges against the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in Minnesota for its failure to protect children, specifically three victims who suffered sexual abuse at the hands of a former priest named Curtis Wehmeyer. Wehmeyer pleaded guilty in November 2012 and is currently serving a five-year prison sentence. Madeline Barron is a reporter for Minnesota Public Radio who helped open the investigation, and she says the charges against the Archdiocese are historic.
These are six counts, criminal counts, against the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis, so against the corporation itself. They're all gross misdemeanors, and they are kind of unusual charges. Three of them say that the Archdiocese made decisions that caused children to need protection or services. And then the other three charges say that basically that they contributed to the delinquency of minors.
So in layman's terms, is this essentially the Archdiocese knew or had reason to know that this priest was abusing children and didn't report it or concealed it?
In this case, we don't have any evidence that suggests that they knew that this priest, Curtis Wehmeyer, the one who's in prison, was abusing children and kept him in ministry, but they did ignore a lot of red flags. So this was a priest who had approached younger men for sex in a bookstore. He'd been caught cruising in a public park. He had been to treatment for sexual issues. So this was someone who was definitely showing a lot of warning signs, and yet the archbishop not only kept him in ministry, but put him in charge of two parishes. And then he went on to abuse the sons of a parish employee, this priest did. So what the prosecutor is basically saying is that this could have been prevented, that if church officials had taken adequate steps, that these children would not have been abused.
So one of the many, many layers of the terrible sexual abuse scandal within the Catholic Church has been not only the abuse at the hands of priests themselves, but in some cases the institutional concealment or turning of a blind eye on the part of the church, and that's what this speaks to here.
Right, and what's so striking is that this isn't something in this archdiocese that happened decades ago. We're talking about decisions that were made 3 years ago, 4 years ago. So it shows that this clergy sexual abuse scandal is not a thing of the past. It's very much present, and that really raises questions about how to hold bishops accountable for how they handle these priests.
Well, what does it mean in that case then to have criminal charges against the institution of the church, or in this case, the Archdiocese of Minneapolis?
It's very rare for any archdiocese in the United States to be criminally charged. It's also rare for a bishop to be criminally charged for their handling of this. The best example I could find of a diocese being charged was the Archdiocese of Cincinnati. In 2003, they were fined $10,000 for failing to report priests who are accused of abusing children. So this is very rare. And what it means, I mean, victims have kind of a mixed reaction to this because on the one hand, they're glad to see charges, any kind of charges for this cover-up. But on the other hand, if you charge the institution, no one goes to prison. So that is the other side of this. And then, of course, the prosecutor did say this is an ongoing investigation. Right now, he doesn't have sufficient evidence, he says, to charge individual church officials. But it's still, you know, they're still looking for information.
Madeline Barron, there's no chance that Curtis Wehmeyer is unique. There's almost no chance that the Archdiocese of Minneapolis in this regard is unique. So what are other prosecutors in other jurisdictions or even other archdioceses thinking today?
Well, that is a good question. I think that historically, still, we've seen that most bishops who engage in inappropriate handling of abuse cases don't see any kind of punishment. So we're not at a point, it's not as though we're in a wave of these types of prosecutions. So still, for the most part, bishops are not prosecuted. One example, though, similar to this is in Kansas City. The archbishop there, who's since resigned, Bishop Finn, he was criminally charged for failing to report a priest who immediately reported a priest who had child pornography. But by and large, you know, we're not seeing that kind of aggressive nationwide approach of prosecutors. And in some cases, in part, it's because by the time that police figure out that the church has been covering this up, it's too late to file charges. You know, ironically, if you can cover it up long enough, you're past the statute of limitations in a lot of cases.
And Madeline, we saw just this week from Rome that the Vatican has launched a new tribunal to review and adjudicate cases like this where bishops or archdioceses fail to protect children from sexual abuse. So it's pretty clear that Rome is watching cases like this as well.
We did see, I mean, we saw with Bishop Finn in Kansas City that he stayed in office for quite some time after he had been found to have committed a misdemeanor and not reporting a priest for child pornography. But it is clear that at least Cardinal O'Malley in Boston is talking a lot about this issue. He's the head of the Pope's commission on this issue. But at this point, it really is too early to say that we're in a new era of accountability in the church. So it'll be interesting to see what this new office that was announced this week will do.
Charges in Minneapolis. A prosecutor there filing charges against the Archdiocese of Minneapolis for concealing or failing to report known sexual abuse against children at the hands of a priest. Madeline Barron, reporter with Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.